Hey everybody, welcome to My Friend is a Porn Star.
I'm Alexis Monroe, the porn star.
I'm the mystery host still.
The hostess with the mostest.
That's it. Just call me Twinkie. I'm drinking my coffee because it's not too early for a drink, but it's a work day.
I still have heartburn, so there will be no coffee or drinks. I'm on water at this point.
We were just talking about heartburn and how old I felt when I first got it, and it was in New Orleans. I was at a wedding, and I just really overdid it with spicy food and alcohol, and I had never experienced heartburn or acid reflux, and I thought I had seriously something wrong with me, and my friend's like, dude, you have heartburn. Sucks so bad. And acid reflux, it's the worst.
Well, and I just kind of feel like I didn't even overdo it. Like, I had chips and salsa, and I had a mango habanero margarita last night. And I had one bite of someone's mole enchilada, but I had fish. Like, I had halibut that was not spicy.
That's it? That's all you had?
So I don't know why my body is having such a tantrum about it, but you guys, I seriously feel like my insides are on fire, and like I'm going to throw up like a fire-breathing dragon.
Yeah.
It burns.
It's the worst.
And it wasn't even like I can throw it down with some margaritas, but I was not even going crazy last night. Like, I had two margaritas. It was not a big deal.
Well, welcome to your late 20s.
This is the beginning of 30.
It's the beginning of the end for you right now.
Fuck.
I have a little bit of years on Alexis, and so I get to tell her things like, oh, just wait till you get acid reflux, or just wait till your vagina dries out.
Which I don't know. I think there's so many procedures for that. I just probably will subject myself to those before I allow that to happen.
There's procedures? What do they do?
Yeah, I was just talking about this yesterday, and I swear to God, if this person heard me slaughtering the explanation of this, she would kill me. But they have these procedures where they basically stick like this wand up there, and it sends like radio frequencies or electronic frequencies or something in there, and it just like tightens and kind of rejuvenates your whole vag hole and makes it much better.
I wonder if we could save some money and just like I could put some sort of microphone element and play a bunch of Metallica. I wonder if that's the right frequency.
I don't know, but if you want to use these headphones over here, I bet you those are definitely the right high pitch frequency that you would need to moisten your vagina.
Next time I go to have sex, hold on.
Wait a minute. I need these headphones.
I have to stand over my speaker while Metallica plays at full volume. So we were having, normally I don't tell her what I'm going to say, 'cause I just surprise her with questions. But we were trying to figure out, she'll call me sometimes and she'll say, hey, remind me to tell you this story next time we do a podcast. It's really funny. It's about a lady. And I'll be like, okay, but I want to be surprised as well while she's telling it, so I can give genuine, you know,
like responses.
Yeah. And so I'm like, yeah, I'll remind you. So I just reminded her, hey, you remember that story? And she's like, I don't remember.
I don't know.
So this happens all the time where I'm like, you have to at least tell me like a, you know, a
like a code word.
Yeah. So I can tell you, because then she just forgets.
But I think when I am old, like in my 50s or 60s, not that that's like ancient or anything, but like when I am older, I am not going to have a memory at all. I'm going to be like fucking Dory.
You already have problems.
I have a hard time at 30. I'm going to die. It's terrible. But I don't know. I've been really active the last like few months. So I feel like there's just been so much going on that my brain is just like flooded with funny shit to tell you. And then...
Well, I've been getting good feedback about our last podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. That
I feel like everyone is just like so curious
about
been doing in these last few weeks.
Well, we've been slacking. But the good thing about running your own podcast is you do whatever you want. So yeah, we've both been super busy with work and moving and, life and all of those things. But I did get a text from her the other day. This is the kind of text she sends me, everybody. And it could be in the middle of the night. It could be at 6 a.m. And it said, I had a photo shoot with a 6-year-old woman today who force fed me wine while she spanked me with a crop. I don't know what my status is at this point, but it's likely confused. LOL. Yeah. So I was just like, okay, well, I should just read the text that you send me on our podcast.
Well, I just like, I absolutely love this lady because she's probably one of my like most genuine and true friends in my life. But it's just really funny when you sit back and you look at like your week, like most people are like, oh yeah, I went to the office from 9 to 5, like Monday through Friday. I went to the gym. I did this, I did that. And when I look back at my week, sometimes I'm like, I don't think people would believe me if I even told them. And so this was one of those moments where I was like, okay, let's look at my month. Okay. So I did a girl scene with someone who had a split tongue. I had a photo shoot with an older woman, which I've never done before. And it was actually super fun and exciting. But if you just think about it, you're like, oh, how's your day? What did you do today? And I'm like, I had a dumb sub photo shoot with a 6-year-old woman. And it was her first boudoir shoot. And it was great.
Just to give you the snapshot of my day so far, I took my dogs for a walk and had a few meetings.
Well, and like, had you asked me yesterday what I did, yesterday I had a girl shoot with one of my longtime friends. And it's just really funny because you know how like you friend zone people, like you don't want to have sex with them because you're too good of friends.
Yeah.
That was kind of like our friendship. Like I asked.
Is it different in porn?
Yeah, actually.
Like, cause it's like your work. So, you know, having real sex, like emotional sex with a friend, it would be obviously weird.
Right.
But like, can you like compartmentalize it, you know?
I think it is different than like in real life, because for me, obviously I can just get into a zone where I'm like into sex at any point. So it's fine. Right. But it was still funny because we are such good friends, like on like real name basis, family holidays, like she knows all my stuff. I know all her stuff, whatever. So it was really funny because we were supposed to do like a Santa Claus themed holiday shoot. And by the time I got through hair and makeup and got ready, I was like, okay, so we're going to do a dumb submissive shoot and fuck Santa and fuck presents. And she's like, I just bought this outfit for today. And I'm like, well, fuck that outfit. We're wearing this. And it's just really funny because normally I'm a very dominant person in the bedroom. Like when I'm working with other females, I'm usually the one that takes the lead. It's not out of like, I want that person to be submissive. It's more of like a control thing for me. Like I would rather be in control of what's happening, because the one time that I wasn't in control, it was just a complete shit show of none of this looks good. We weren't paying attention to what we were doing. Anyways, it was just a disaster. So it's always better if I kind of like lead the way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this girl, her name is Phoenix Marie, and she's known for being like the dom. Like she will throw men around and like pick up girls and all that. So I was nervous because I'm like, oh, I'm not the most dominant in the situation today. So we have.
Wait, and she's, this is your friend.
Yeah, she's
okay.
My friend.
Okay.
So anyway, so it was just really interesting because I don't feel like in my years of being in the industry, I get intimidated very easily.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really fun to kind of be intimidated for the first time in a long time. And then the scene, as the photographer would say, he's like, it was like a really awkward naked wrestling match where no one knew who was the boss. And then it just stopped. So this really hot girl scene that I had envisioned literally turned into, no, I'm the boss. No, I'm the boss. No, I'm the boss.
Did you guys have sex at all, or did you just argue about outfits?
No, we did have sex, but it was just really funny because she wanted to wear a strap on, and then we did the strap on, which she was really talented at. I was really surprised. But I'm not usually the bottom of a strap-on. Right, I'm always the one wearing the strap-on. So I didn't know how to do that very well. And my vagina ate the dick and snapped off the harness. And so I have the dick hanging out of my vagina. And she's like, you broke my dick!
You know, I think there should be a whole new realm of porn outtakes. We should compile porn outtakes, because this is actually the best shit that happens in porn is the shit that
well, and it's just
happens
really funny.
And then, yeah.
Well, it's just really funny because I had a horrific girl experience earlier in the month, and it wasn't
we need to talk about that one.
We will. I'll get there.
Okay.
So when I was in the makeup chair, I was explaining it to her because, again, I haven't really been intimidated very often, but I feel like this month is just intimidate Alexis Monroe until she completely submits and becomes a complete fucking weirdo and has no idea what she's doing. And that's pretty much been the definition of all my scenes this month, because I was telling her how awkward I behaved in the last girl. The girl that I performed with was amazing, absolutely beautiful, whatever. I was just a fucking train wreck of a human because I was so nervous. And I was explaining that to Phoenix, and I was like, oh, I don't know what happened. I just got really nervous and started covering her in my spit, because that's what I do when I fuck dudes. I just start giving them blowjobs and cover them in spit when I don't know what to do with my hands or my holes. Or if my asshole is tired and I want a break, I'll just suck your dick, right? So
totally.
I started doing that to this girl, and she was like, okay, I guess we're going to do spit play now. And because I'm gagging on this dildo and I'm covering her
in
spit. Wait,
hold on. Is this, are you talking about?
This is the other scene. So I was telling Phoenix about it before our shoot. So she was telling me, she was like, please don't do any of that. And so in the scene, I already had told her in advance what I do when I get nervous. So she...
You spit like a camel?
I did that scene, I guess.
A llama?
I told her, because there are girls that have different sensation points. And so for me, I mostly use vibrators and stuff to come, but she has a really strong Hitachi, and it's a vibrator that could literally rub your entire fucking clit off the face of the earth.
God.
And I don't need that much. I can suffice with a medium to low level of intensity, and she pretty much needs a chainsaw, and she I'm please don't do that to my poor clit. It will be
Wait, is this the girl with the split tongue?
And no, this is the girl I worked with yesterday with the strap on. So,
God, you're bouncing
when the
back
dick,
and forth.
When the dick broke, when the dick broke, we used
broke her dick, and she had a chainsaw clit rubber. Got it.
Broke the dick, so we started using the Hitachi, and it was just so funny because I told her, I'm like, if you hold this on there too long, I'm going to pee on you. It's involuntary.
Oh, God.
Because it literally
what would you even put this porn under?
I don't know, but I told her
dildo pee porn.
But I told her that because I'm just listen, when I first got into the industry and I learned how to squirt, that's why I never wanted to actually squirt, was because when you use the Hitachi, it if you leave it on there for a really long time, yes, you do come, but your bladder contracts when you come, right? I have a missing liner in my bladder. So for me, I just 100% just pee, and it's really not my fault, but it just happens. So just don't fucking do that, right? Well, so she thought it was so funny that that would happen. And so the whole time she's like, I'm going to make you pee. And I'm like,
wow. So, how long did it take you guys to even shoot 30 minutes? Like 4 days?
No, we just didn't stop. So this is our scene. This is our scene. Our scene is me breaking off the strap-on dick, her trying to make me pee, and then literally I just like teased the fuck out of her until she literally came, and then we both came up from the bed and we were like, and cut. And that was it. Wow. And then we went and had margaritas. But God. I'm like, I don't know. I guess I just kind of like, that's my day in the office. Like, we fight over dicks and Hitachis.
I think you just described a lesbian date. It was like, oh, we broke dildos off, peed, and then went to have a margarita.
I don't know. I didn't think that I was a very good lesbian at first, but maybe I'm finally getting the hang of it. Yeah, maybe breaking off strap-on dicks and peeing all over each other is a niche.
If you went to Home Depot after, it would have been solid 9 out of 10.
Yes. I'm going to make that a snippet from the next video I do. No, but I did feel really bad. So the girl that had the split tongue, which was earlier in the month, like, she's such a sweetheart, but I was so intimidated because her wife was filming it that I just went into like batshit crazy mode and I started stuttering and I couldn't breathe. And I was like,
talk about your intimidation before you got there, because I think it sets it up well.
Well, I'm just very straight. And so I like dick. And I can put dick in any one of my holes and I will be completely satisfied with that. So I'm trying to explore my lesbian sex life a little bit more.
Went over this in a previous episode that Alexis is bad at lesbian sex.
I'm really bad at it, and I'm trying to be good at it because obviously there is something to be enjoyed there. And it's like an untapped pleasure that I haven't had yet. So, well, I mean, I've had it a few times, but not on like a regular thing. So I'm trying to really practice, and I don't know, just kind of go down this adventure of figuring out how to have good lesbian sex.
I think you might have picked the wrong person when you told me about this
Sometimes when I drink, I have these really great ideas, and sometimes they work out really well. And then sometimes I cover people in spit, and then I wonder what the hell just happened because I'm so embarrassed that I feel like I should write a formal apology and send them a gift basket. Like, so sorry that I got nervous and I spit all over your beautiful wife and covered her in my gooey, ooey spit because I was nervous. And instead of just being a normal human being and eating her pussy, I spit in her mouth and licked it off. And that was hot and all, but not me at all.
Okay, frame it, because you got yourself in this position because you were drinking and then found these lesbian, I don't know, this lesbian partner to do a scene with, and then...
Well, she was like, hey, are there any Vegas locals that want to do a content trade? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And we said, okay. And we did it. And then I realized, oh my God, she's a real lesbian in real life, like has a wife and also does boys. So I'm like,
yeah, this is she calls me and she's like, hey, do you have any pointers? I'm like, I mean, yeah, but it's going to take a little than just me telling you something over the phone. I mean,
well, and in all fairness, I was probably overthinking it a lot more than I needed to. But here's the thing, like, my man always films my videos and nobody really gets intimidated by it. But for whatever reason, I could not compartmentalize in my brain that this wife probably doesn't give a fuck that I'm having sex with her wife, because
she was a little standoffish towards you. So
clearly I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So, but I was super intimidated because I thought that she was giving me the death glare the entire time.
Right. She might have been.
Which, after I told this story to my girlfriend yesterday, the videographer that was on set filming us yesterday was like, listen, when you're like in the zone and you're trying to get good angles and shots, sometimes you look like an asshole, but you're not trying to be mean. Your face is just doing weird things because you're looking for a certain angle or shot. And I'm like, oh, that would have made sense then. However, I totally thought she was like why are you covering my wife in spit right now? And why are you being so weird and disgusting? So it totally
could have also, that could have also been part of it. Or she could have been thinking about her list of things she needed to get at Home Depot. Or maybe like they had a fight laundry before. Or I don't know. Yeah.
All I know is that I usually drink when I'm shooting my own content, like at home or like with my girlfriends. We'll go for like a mimosa or like lunch or something. So I like, we'll have a cocktail to relax. Well, we shot this scene in the morning. And so I didn't have a cocktail right. to relax. And I feel like that was step one where I went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Step two where I went wrong was completely just keeping my eyes open. I should have just closed my eyes the entire time because I would have never felt intimidated by the situation. I could just been like, oh, you're eating my pussy and that feels nice. Okay, now there's a dick in my mouth and that feels nice.
I have a question. Does a split tongue feel any different down there than a normal
Okay,
tongue?
So this was also like, I was actually really excited about it and also very nervous because I'm like, what if you do something weird to my clit and then I like drench you and squirt on accident? Like what? Anyways,
solid it concern.
Felt the same. It was not any different. Okay. I only could tell the difference when we were like making out, but it wasn't weird. It just kind of felt like a tongue piercing almost.
Okay. Hmm. Well, I want to talk about the spitting because when you get nervous you do this, and then I want to talk about what happened after you did that and her response to more spitting, which is, this is a new thing for me that I've learned about Alexis.
So I well, I mean, in every single boy-girl scene, usually how they do it is you start with pussy licking or blowjob, then you go into position one, and usually the guy needs a break, so, like, you'll do a blowjob in between your first and second position, right? Well, it also gives the girl a chance to catch her breath, because normally we're, like, freaking acrobats hanging from the ceiling or dancing on one toe or we're doing weird shit. So normally you need to catch your breath, so you do a blowjob, right? And that works out really well for me because if I'm ever nervous or I'm not sure like how good we are on time, that gives everyone an opportunity to look at one another. We can communicate. The dude can tell me like with his eyes, like, okay, we're good. Or are you good? Or I don't know, like wink, wink, double tap, like everything's cool.
You got a secret language.
Right. It's like it's like the porno language of, I don't know, whatever. Okay. So I am vastly learning that doesn't happen in girl-girl scenes. Mm-hmm. There's really no like pit break to be like, hey, girl, how are you doing? How's your vagina? Like, does it feel nice, not feel nice? And I'm super fucking new to being a lesbian sexer.
Okay.
So like I am still learning that. You kind of just got to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to do because I was nervous. So I just,
your things that you normally do aren't going to work here.
Right. So I just felt like I was kind of thrown into the deep end because this was the first time I had done a girl-girl scene with someone I didn't know. Normally, like we have met at an event or on set, or we have mutual friends or whatever. I have no idea who she is, where, nothing. I could not tell you anything. So it was kind of exciting, but also a little different. So I didn't have that comfort zone of like, hey, you know, this is like my friend or whatever. So I just started using the toy because I figured, well, this will give everyone a chance to catch back up. So I started sucking on the dildo and obviously gagging on it and spitting because spit is like my comfort zone, I guess.
Okay.
Like when I don't know what to do, I'll just start spitting. And it's a fetish of mine, so it kind of makes me happy. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting in my happy zone, whatever. Well, she caught on that this is now what we're doing. And so now we're spitting. Well, I have a gag reflex, and which makes it really great for sloppy blowjobs because I gag and then spit projectiles out of the sides of my mouth, and I look like, I don't know, like I could have like an ocean of spit come out of there, which is also really terrible for swallowing cum. And because of that fact, I have a really hard time with texture. So like I can't swallow cum. Like if it shoots down my throat, I'm going to projectile vomit everywhere. And I have to physically try.
How many scenes have you ruined by throwing up?
So many. And like I... Like now the guys just have to come on my face with my mouth open because that's about all I can handle is like it hitting my tongue. Because if it goes in my throat, I'm going to straight up projectile vomit. And I feel really bad for the male talent because that's their one job. Their only job is to come in the scene. That's it. You just have to stay hard. Fuck and come. And I ruined it so many times because I'm like, and they're like, wow, now we can't use that at all.
Yeah. So how long does it take for the guy to recover and go again?
I think that I've been really lucky in my career where I have had like professional that have been like professional guys that have been in the industry for a long time. Cause they usually only need like, you know, 15, 20 minutes, they get it back together. And then obviously it's not as good, but the editors can just figure it out later.
Little magic.
Yeah. So anyways, it's not like a love of mine. It's not like I could just practice it and get better.
No,
it never goes away.
It's just your thing.
So,
yeah.
I'm like, I can be really good at cream pies and I love them and they turn me on and most guys love them and most girls don't do them. So it gives
Remind me and the fans what a cream pie is again.
Oh yeah. Cream pie is when you come in my vagina. Cream in the pie hole.
Gotcha.
Anyway, so
do you do anything with it later or is it just like fall out? I don't understand.
It depends on my emotional state at the end of the scene. Okay. Sometimes I'll play with it or I'll feed it to someone.
Okay, got it.
So it just kind of depends. But anyway, so like that's pretty much my thing. So obviously in the short period of time that we got to meet and greet and talk about do's and don'ts, I didn't think to tell her not to
come in my mouth
because there was no dick.
Right.
And there's no way for her to come in my mouth, right? In a projectiling way.
Right.
I can like drink squirt and that's totally fine for whatever reason it doesn't affect me.
Right.
So I just didn't think about it. So as we're like playing with all the spit, she pries my mouth open and spits down my throat. I was like,
did you puke? Did you do it? Did you puke?
No, because I was like, for sure, her wife wants to kill me at this point anyways. If I projectile vomit on this beautiful, fucking stunning woman, her wife is going to come out. And I don't even know what I would do if I was on the reverse side of that and some girl like threw up on me. I would be mortified. So I'm like, Alexis Monroe, you fucking hold it in. I'm like, I don't care if you have to swallow it and it comes out your nose. You cannot puke on this pretty girl. And so I'm like, and so again, didn't know what to do because there's vomit in my throat and I'm trying my mouth is full.
So you vomited in your throat and you swallowed it.
So I'm like, fine, I'm just gonna put the dick back in my mouth and make it look fancy so that no one knows that I'm swallowing vomit right now. So I open my mouth and my throat and all the vomit goes down my throat. And I'm like, in order to not throw up again from swallowing my own vomit, I put the dick in there to kind of like counteract it. Sorry, my dog is barking at the
mailman. It's like a reverse vomit plunger. It's like
And so I'm like, okay, if it's full, it can't go in or come out, right? Like I have filled the hole. And she saw my eyes get really big and she was like, oh no, I did a bad thing. And I'm like, do not pull the dick out of my throat right now. She just starts sucking the other end and like we meet in the middle because I'm like, okay.
Wow. Wait, did you tell her after or were you too mortified?
No, I was completely embarrassed. Okay. And so the only way she'll find out is by listening to this. So I wanted to formally apologize to you for being such a fucking weirdo because you're amazing and stunning and I'm just so fucking nervous and new. I am just a weirdo. God.
You know, I have a friend who we used to frequent this bar a lot in San Diego called Bourbon Street. And that was like our big hangout spot Saturday or Sunday nights. And we were there one night and she took a shot, and we had been drinking probably most of the day. This is our early 20s, and she met this girl, and so she was like, you know, hitting on her, and they do a shot, and she's just like, that it was the shot that, you know, took it over the top, and I just knew I was gonna puke like right then and there. It was coming up. And so she, because she didn't want to look stupid in front of this girl, she put her hand over her mouth and puked in her hand and swallowed it. And I was like, I think you deserve a medal because that's amazing. I don't think I could have done that. I don't think I would have got kicked out for puking on the bar.
I kind of feel like when you're forced into that super awkward situation where you don't know what to do, it's almost better to just immediately swallow the vomit before you can taste it. Because if you let it sit any longer, then it has to immediately just come out and go back in. If you let it sit for even a second, you fucked up. And now you've committed to having to spit it out because you have shamed yourself into not being able to swallow it again.
So then the alcohol and vomit comes up. So then it's like alcohol, it's like bourbon flavored vomit.
I mean, at least it probably tasted like gasoline at that point because no alcohol tastes good coming up.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm. Disgusto barfo.
Mm-mm, not a good look. Well, anyways, I'm probably traumatizing all of our listeners with my terrifying girl experience, but the scene looks really fucking hot. And the beautiful girl that I worked with was amazing. And we actually did have real orgasms after I got past the awkward spitting and baby birding of that. So I did have an actual orgasm by the end of it, which was the whole point. And
do you
that was
usually
nice.
Have orgasms with women on scenes?
Hit or miss, but okay. I just wanted everyone to know it wasn't just me covering her in spit and vomit. It was an actual like hot scene after that moment.
There was actual sex involved, everybody.
There was more sex after that. And then I got into it because I was like, oh, okay. Nothing can be more embarrassing than covering someone in your spit and almost vomit. So yes. It can't get any worse than this.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, I kind of like threw up my insecurities, I guess. And then after that had great sex and I was like, oh, okay. That was nice. And then as soon as we were done, I was like, okay, bye. I just like disheveled my things together. And I was like, okay, I gotta get out of here. And I literally called my hubby and I was like, I feel like I need to send them an apology.
I love his response. Tell everybody his response.
He was like, ew, why did you do that? That's disgusting.
He called you a weirdo. Like, why are you being like, a weirdo?
He's like, why are you being such a weirdo?
He cracks me up.
I'm like, I don't know what happened. I'm like, this is, I don't know. I guess I just kind of feel like because everyone has their sexual preferences, right? So like, obviously if you're straight, you like dick. If you're a lesbian, you like pussy, vagina, whatever.
My sexual preference is Netflix.
So mine is pizza. It's fine. But I feel like you're just very comfortable with that. Like it's what you desire. It's what you think about. It's what gets you off. It makes you happy. So it's like your comfort zone. So for me, I'm trying to go outside of my comfort zone to find a new level of comfort. But it's just like being a virgin again. I kind of feel it's the same insecurities that you had when you had sex for the first like year of your life, because every partner is different. Every situation is different. Everything is just new and stupid and different. And if you like think about the first five partners that you had or five sexual interactions that you had in your life, something terrible happened each time.
Embarrassing, weird.
If you think about it, like condoms break or you farted or queefed or someone bled or something weird happened, walked in, dogs, I don't know. Come in the eye, I don't know. Shit gets weird. And so I kind of feel like I'm back to that in my life. And
learning
I don't
experiences.
I'm back to having virgin experiences. And it's interesting to say the least. Well, I think I may have gotten fortunate in my young sex life because my partner's clearly had experience and I felt like I'm having more weird situations now than I did when I lost my virginity.
Pretty amazing. At this point, I feel like I haven't had sex for so long. I'm just a virgin again. I think that can happen. I think I told you about my new neighbors down the street, my lesbian neighbors who I love so much. I can't wait for you to meet them. You'll like them too. And, they're so awesome. And, one of them keeps saying, well, I have this friend I want to set you up with. But she's a little bit crazy. And her wife will say, or soon to be wife will say, oh my God, stop that. No, we're not hooking her up with that. So they argue over who they're going to hook me up with. So the one is, I've called her, my oyster of the dating pool, because she's going to filter out, all of these either bad or good choices that her wife is going to like throw over the fence at her. And she's like, don't worry, I'll make sure they're not insane. So,
but like, why would she be an oyster?
Cause she oysters, filter the water. So she's the oyster of my dating pool. So she's going to be filtering out all the bad ones.
100% thought we were talking about the shell oysters.
Yeah.
And
oysters. They are filtering. They
was
filter.
Very confused.
Filters, or they, shellfish filter water. That's how they get nutrients.
I'm like, is this water. Like some sort of filter?
Sorry. Yeah. Now it's National Geographic over here. Oysters filter water. That's all you need to know.
I thought you were talking about like the fridge ones. Like God.
No. Oh God. Hope somebody else got my joke. If they didn't, sorry.
I'm like, why would you call her an oyster? Okay, moving on. So she's going to filter out all of the bad vibes.
Yeah.
And
so,
then?
I don't know. I'm not holding my breath. I don't, like, the
date. Oh, so it hasn't happened yet.
No, nothing's happened yet, but it was just sweet. They were thinking of me. But I went on Tinder the other day for all of 30 seconds, and then I deleted it because it was the most depressing set of pictures that I've seen in a very long time. And I used to Tinder a lot when I was younger. And that's how I met my ex, but it's honestly, I've only ever met one person on it that I've, you know, like long-term dated. And I would say most people on there are either crazy or not of good quality or super gross. A lot of hairy armpits. I'm not sure what the fuck's going on there, but yeah.
That's funny. I don't know that I could ever do a dating app in my life.
Oh, it's terrible.
I hear so many horror stories and I don't think I could commit that way. I think if my relationship ever failed, I would just be a loner, or I would probably
get real. You would probably move next door to me.
Yeah.
And then we could just have chihuahuas.
Which really makes this an awesome story. So I was telling one of my girlfriends the other day about how awesome Austin is,
mm-hmm.
and how awesome like Texas is, and like how I've been to the shore and been to El Paso and been like,
ew, El Paso's gross, dude.
Okay, but they have really good Mexican food.
Well, yeah, but we have good Mexican food here. Don't go back to El Paso.
Right. And so anyways, the point of the story was I was explaining of how awesome Texas is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's never been, ever. So we are planning a mommy trip.
Come on over.
To Texas. And we're going to eat all of
the Mexican food.
The goodness.
I have another Mexican food place for us to try that I think you'll like.
I'm so down once I get rid of this heartburn.
Yeah. You need to get the meds, the medication.
I already took it.
Okay, good.
I'm just waiting for it to kick
waiting?
In.
Okay. Cause
right now my esophagus is like on fire.
That sucks. I wish hubby liked it more. I know it's his least favorite place cause it's too hot for him. He's of a hot blooded nature. But
he doesn't like sweaty places.
No. But as soon as I get the pool, maybe he'll like it more.
I think you're just going to owe us a trip here.
I do. Well, I do need to come out there for sure.
I don't think that you've actually been to visit us here ever.
I went when you guys lived there, but it was for, I think it was for my friend's birthday or something.
Well, anyways, you guys, I want to hear from you and I want to know what your favorite place to eat at in your hometown is, because I'm a big foodie and I need to hear about it. And I need to just, as soon as the world reopens and COVID no longer exists, I need to go back on the road and eat all the things.
I think that we should take a trip somewhere, like somewhere cool.
Like Nashville.
Yeah, we can go to Nashville, go see my friends.
Let's do that.
Or Asheville, North Carolina. That's Charleston.
I'll legitimately go anywhere at this point. I would even go to El Paso.
Don't say that.
I would go anywhere. I just want to go somewhere for fun.
Well, I was supposed to take a camping trip this weekend, but I might have to postpone it.
Well, we all know that if I went camping, it would be a blast.
It would. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
State time.
It's more of a theme. Christmas. I mean, I know you've visited strip clubs close to Christmas or even on Christmas, because it's one of those places like bars that are open no matter what. So let's hear it.
That is true. Christmas strip club story.
Have you ever been to one on Christmas?
Yeah, not on Christmas Day, but every year it's really funny because I always go to the Foxy Lady. Remember how I was talking about them last time with the peeing firemen?
Yes.
So I always go there for Christmas, the week of Christmas.
And where, what state is this in? Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
Yep.
So I always go there for Christmas every year. I'm their feature for the last like four years, I think.
Okay.
And I'm there for the week. So I get there usually like Wednesday and I stay till Sunday. And it is just savagery from the time I arrive until the time I leave.
Happy birthday, baby Jesus. Everyone's visiting a strip club.
But yeah, so anyways, my favorite Christmas story. I don't know. I think I've told a lot of the stories that happened during Christmas time. I'm trying to think of a new one.
Cool. Great story.
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, do you have any...
I have a mortifying story about Christmas cookies. I am a terrible baker and I tried to make Christmas cookies and accidentally lit the kitchen on fire one time.
Sucks.
Which is extremely hilarious because I do send out Christmas cookies to fans.
You do, yeah.
And so I have now mastered the art of not setting the kitchen on fire when I make cookies. So they're better. But this year I can't do that because of COVID. They won't let you ship like baked goods.
How do they know?
What's in there? I mean, when you go to the post office and they ask you like what you're shipping, you have to say like, oh, it's clothes or food or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I asked them in advance this year. I was like, oh, you know, I normally do this. And they're like, yeah, we can't ship food because it's like, could be contaminated.
Well, I'm not saying that you should do that. I was just, you know, like wondering, well, how would they know? I guess you could still ship it if you lied about it, but we wouldn't want to infect any fans. That would be a terrible way to go.
It is. It would probably.
Or maybe a good way to go. I got Christmas cookies from my favorite porn star and I died. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, what about, I know you have spitting stories. Do you have any spitting stories at a strip club?
I do, yeah, actually. One of my favorite things to do is baby bird really cocky assholes that sit at the front and then they think that they're like
oh, my name is Joe Schmo and I'm just so badass. You can't fuck with me.
And they just always sit in the front row and they just look like you want to punch them in the face. Uh-huh. And like, I try to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Is this in Massachusetts as well? Because I saw a lot of those there. Okay.
Yep. And I try to give them the benefit of the doubt that guys can have resting bitch face too. Uh-huh. So I try to kind of like be playful and like, you know, get them going a little bit. But sometimes they just don't want to budge. Mm-hmm. And I don't like people that sit in the front row that don't tip because mm-hmm. strippers are there to make money. We yes. don't want you to just sit here. We don't like you because you're attractive. We like right. you because you spend money.
Contrary to popular belief of a lot of men, they're not there to go out on a date with you later.
Right. So I get really upset when people sit in the front row because normally my shows are very busy. There's limited space in the front row. So if you're sitting in the front row, you need a tip. So I'm like, this pussy is really expensive to maintain between all of the waxing and all of the products I have to buy for, I don't know, like shoes and outfits and shit. Like it's just expensive to be a feature. So pay me. Anyway, so I always like pick on them for sitting in the front row. Well, when they don't tip and they get really embarrassed that I called them out in front of the entire strip club, they usually like puff up their chest and get all mad and brr, like, I don't have to tip. And so my favorite thing to do is to take their beer and swish it around in my mouth and then spit it back in their mouth because one, it usually makes them laugh and two, they usually get turned on by it. So I did that one time and it's really funny that we're talking about this because he gagged all over and he was so embarrassed and all of his friends started like making fun of him and he spit the beer out all over the stage, thankfully not on me, and he could not hang. And so after I got off stage, I brought him a towel and I was like, hey, sorry, I know what it's like to have a gag reflex. And he was dying laughing. So we ended up doing a ton of shots after that because he was so embarrassed. And I was like, listen, this cannot be the end of your evening. Like having a porn star make you gag in front of thousands of people is probably not a good way to go. And
wait, there's thousands of people there? My God.
I don't know. Probably not. But
what is this? A stadium?
When you are embarrassed, like 10 people can feel like a lot more than 10. I know. So anyways, I ended up getting to know them and they were really sweet, but this poor guy ended up throwing up all over the place anyway. So he was a failure from the start.
Oh God. Have you heard anything from Spearmint Rhino?
No, and actually I haven't reached out or touched base at all because I am a failure.
We gotta get I'll do that. On the docket.
I will text them after my tile company leaves. They're redoing my grout and they're going to be here in 5 minutes. So okay. I have to go adult now.
Well, when people were irritating to me in my younger days, when I worked at Starbucks, I would give them decaf. So not quite as amazing as baby birding beer to somebody that's not tipping, but still effective.
Oh my God, that is hilarious. Do you know how mad I would be? I'd be like, this fucking coffee isn't working.
Totally. So always be nice to your barista, everybody.
Yeah, be nice to the people you love, okay? Be nice. Anyways, you guys, over and out. I have to go adult. Thank you for listening to our nonsense. If you have an idea for our next show, send us an email.
Yep.
Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and I'll tell you more sucky and dick story next time. Yeah.
And I'll tell you really boring regular stories.
All right. Over and out. Roger.